and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Good morning, everybody. It's so good to have you here with me this very first week of 2022. Man, I believe this is going to be a really great year. I do. I really believe that. I know some of you are looking at me kind of skeptically right now, saying, well, we are starting off with the coronavirus raising up its ugly head one more time, and we're now dealing with this Omicron version, and we are struggling to get through, and things just look like they're going to be bad again all over, that it's going to be the same as 2021. I don't believe that. Not for a minute. I believe that each one of us can have a fantastic year. Do you believe that? Or do you believe that everything that you're hearing and seeing and feeling around you is going to dictate what your year is going to be like? Don't you know that it's not what happens to you or what's going on around you that determines what your year is going to be like or what your day is going to be like? It's what is inside of you that determines how you will experience joy or peace or strength or victory, because what is inside of you is what gives you life. When we have a relationship with God, we have the peace of God and the Holy Spirit present within us. And His desire for us is to experience the life that Christ bought for us, a life that we can experience to the full with joy and peace and strength. But when we allow the worry and the stress of this world to get into us, it becomes a weight that gets increasingly more difficult to carry, and soon we are filled with the worry and the stress, and we are exhausted, and we are tired, and in many cases, we become fearful as well. So we need to make sure we don't let those worries get inside of us and start to eat away at the joy within our soul. The longer we hold on to problems and worries, the heavier those problems will get, and the more that we will find ourselves being dragged down by them. Let me tell you this story that I came across. There was a preacher who stood in the pulpit, and he had a large glass of water there beside him. Every once in a while, he would take a small sip, and as he worked through his sermon, he finally stopped and picked up the glass of water and held it up in front of the congregation. He asked them, "How heavy do you think this glass of water is?" A number of people called out answers, everywhere from 20 grams to 500 grams. And then there was one guy at the back who said 23 pounds. Everyone sort of smiled and laughed. The pastor said, "Well, no, let's go with the smaller weights, about 500 grams. We'll take that. We'll work with that one today." Because you see, the absolute weight of this doesn't really matter. It really depends on how long I want to try to hold on to it. He lifted the glass slightly in front of himself and said, "If I hold this for a minute, well, that's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'm going to have a real ache in my right arm. If I hold it for a day, you're probably going to have to call the ambulance because my arm would be destroyed by pain and the muscles would have seized up and would be completely useless to me. I would be in agony." He said, "In each case, it's the same weight. But the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." And that's the way it is with stress and worry in our lives. If we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, as the burden becomes increasingly heavy, we won't be able to carry on. Just like with that glass of water, you're going to have to put it down or it's going to start giving you incredible pain. You see, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus taught us, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn from me because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you is very light." So we need to learn to release and let go of those burdens and those worries and give them back to God. Otherwise, if we try to carry our worries and our concerns too long, it will begin to knock us down. It will eat away at our spirits and make our whole lives seem heavy and burdensome. We have to let go of those burdens. And that's the same way we will begin to have a year that is full of joy and peace no matter what is happening around us. It is what is within us, not what's happening around us, that will give us the ability to have peace when everybody else is upset, will give us a smile when everybody else is frowning, will give us joy and rest and sleep at night when everybody else is struggling with those things. We need to go to God right now, and we need to tell Him all the things that we are carrying that are heavy and are weighing us down. And then we need to speak the words saying, God, I give these to You to look after because I can't change them anyway. So Lord, You take them. You take these burdens and set me free to live in peace without the pain of carrying them around. Have a great day, my friends. A really, truly great day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today, and I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.